This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jorge Hernandez. Date of birth, November the 21st, 1993. Case ID number is 3809589. Date of exam, September the 1st, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Valley Baptist Micro Hospital in Weslaco, dated 1/20/22. Identifying information. This is a 28-year-old single male with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of fractured legs and a right arm fracture. The claimant is presently unemployed and has been unemployed since November of 2021, where he worked in construction for six years, did landscaping for 5 months, and worked at a retail outlet for another 2 years. He states he's had other odd jobs in between. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his mother in her house and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, fractured legs, and number two, fractured right forearm. The claimant states that on November the 17th, 2021, he was in a motor vehicle accident where he was ejected from the car. The claimant states that during that accident, he fractured both legs and he fractured his right arm. The claimant had an open reduction, internal fixation of the right forearm along with bilateral leg surgeries. The surgery of the right leg consisted of a open reduction, internal fixation of the right tibia, fibula, and ankle fractures. The claimant went on to have two surgeries to correct this fracture. He also fractured the left ankle and had two surgeries for that injury, which was also an open reduction, internal fixation of the left ankle. As noted earlier, the claimant had a fracture of the right forearm and had a open reduction, internal fixation of that fracture as well, along with these injuries. The claimant had a cervical spine fracture, along with a subacronoid hemorrhage. Which did not need surgery. Multiple x-rays and MRIs were performed, and the claimant did respond well to the surgery. He has received injections for pain. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening. His limitations include being able to walk one half block, stand for 15 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, and bend over to pick up clothes. He states that he has difficulty squatting. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, button his clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top or use a skillet. The claimant did present in a wheelchair and states that he has a cane at home, but is able to ambulate without the wheelchair. He states he uses a wheelchair when he gets tired after a certain amount of time. At the present time, he's on no medications for pain, and he states he does very minimal physical activity. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, but not doing any other exercise. He was diagnosed with bilateral leg fractures along with a subacronoid fracture bleed and a cervical spine fracture. He also had a right forearm fracture as well. His condition is healed at this time, and he appears to be in better shape. Family history. The father died at the age of 55 from a myocardial infarction and heart disease. His mother is 50 and in good health. The claimant is presently on no medications for pain or any other problem that he has. Major surgery on November 2021, open reduction internal fixation of the lower legs and the right arm. And in December of 2021, he had his second round of surgeries. The claimant had a C-spine fracture, which healed on its own. And he also had a right forearm open reduction internal fixation, which has since healed. Social history, the claimant has a history of smoking 1 to 2 cigarettes per day for 2 years. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking a 12-pack of beer per week for 7 years. He denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant does have a history of using marijuana. The last time he used it was in 2021. He denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 150 pounds, height 5 feet 7 inches, BP 141 over 99 mmHg, respiration, 20 respirations per minute, heart rate 66 beats per minute, BMI 24, general. This is a 28-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to H-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Claimant does wear glasses. Could you please drop down to extremities? The claimant had some mild cyanosis that was noted, especially of the right lower extremity, as well as a little on the left lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant does have some mild edema around his ankle area. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. There is a right midline dorsal 21-centimeter surgical scar, which appears to be well healed. However, his right lower leg appears to be a little deformed. His left leg or ankle has a left lateral 16-centimeter scar where an open reduction internal fixation of the ankle was performed. The claimant also has a right forearm 21-centimeter ventral scar where a open reduction internal fixation was performed to repair fractures of his forearm. Could you please drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. However, the claimant does have multiple surgical scars noted. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was noted. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. He did present in a wheelchair, but was able to ambulate. And the claimant was able to walk around the exam room without the wheelchair. And he did attempt to walk around the room without the wheelchair. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but mild tenderness around the legs and ankles. Mild joint swelling was noted, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted except for the right lower leg where there is mild deformity because of the bone fractures, which have healed. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the ankle area, where decreased ranges of motion were noted, especially for the left side. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own, but with some difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant was able to walk on his heels and toes, but with moderate difficulty. And he was able to walk at a tandem rate with minimal difficulty. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He presented with a wheelchair, but he does not require an assisted device at this time. Neurologic exam. Grip strength is +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There's no evidence of muscle wasting and a few muscle spasms. Muscle strength was 5/5 for the upper extremities and +4/5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-ray of the right tibia fibula area. No acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of both lower extremities as well as the right upper extremity. However, these injuries have healed, and he has very good function of all the extremities. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk, but with some difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but shows mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field, but does have some difficulty with visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to multiple fractures from a motor vehicle accident, which appeared to have healed at this time. Probable diagnoses, number one, fracture of both lower legs, confirmed with physical examination, appears to be well healed at this time, and the claimant is able to ambulate and function fairly well. Number two, fracture of the right forearm, dash, has healed at this time. The claimant has good function of the right upper extremity. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jorge Hernandez.